Hello, my name is Rebecca. Welcome to Studio Classroom. You're joining us for the second day of a unique lesson on technology. It's called Game Makers Eager to Pick Your Brain with Neuro Gaming. I have to say, some things from this lesson are rather difficult to understand, so don't worry about understanding everything, okay? Your English will still improve. Well, yesterday, we started talking about neuro gaming, which is the idea of being able to play games using just your mind. Sounds crazy, right? Trust me, it is. Well, today, we will discuss what it takes to move an object with your mind. The developers of the game Throw Trucks with Your Mind are exploring the different ways you could do that. We'll also learn about other possible purposes for neuro gaming at the end of our lesson. So pay attention. Well, let's go inside and join Gabe.
Hello, everyone. My name is Gabe. I'm going to put my cool headset on, the headset that helps me control things. And right now, I'm going to control Rebecca. I'm going to make her come into the room, come and stand in her place, and she is going to say something right now.
Oh, hey, everyone.
Yes.
I'm glad that you're here.
Yes.
Studio classroom.
It works.
Wait, Gabe, What works? I don't know. And what on earth are you doing?
I'm controlling you with my mind. You came in because I thought it, and you started speaking because I thought it.
You're controlling me.
Yeah.
No, I came out here because we're supposed to be teaching, and we're going to be talking about neuro gaming. Controlling my mind? Did you say that you're trying to control my mind?
Yeah. Wait a minute. I guess it doesn't work like that. Well, I'm still going to think of other ways to control Rebecca, but right now it's time for us to get started with our first reading for the day.
You are definitely mistaken.
Game makers eager to pick your brain with neurogaming. Where, 29, said it's possible to move a pair or other small virtual object if the player is calm, but not focused, or vice versa. But he said both mental states are essential to flatten a foe with a hurled monster truck, which takes considerable concentration. Although only a few neuro games have been introduced so far, and their action tends to be fairly limited, the games are expected to become far more challenging and multi-purpose as the software and related technology improves.
Everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们要来看的是 foe 这个名词。foe 是指敌人或者是敌军。例如 ,these two teams have been bitter foes for many years. 这两支队伍多年来都是死敌。或者是 the two countries united together to fight against their common foe. 这两个国家团结一致一起来对抗他们的共同敌人。或者是 on the battlefield, you can be so disoriented that it's hard to tell the difference between a friend and a foe. 在战场上你可能东西南北都搞不清楚，分不清谁是敌是友。接下来我们看的是 multi-purpose 这个形容词 M-U-L-T-I 这个字根有许多的意思。purpose 是指目的，所以 multi-purpose 是指多种功能的或者是万用的。例如 the multi-purpose hall at the dorm can be altered into a conference room or a ballroom. 宿舍里的多功能大厅可以改变成会议室或者是舞厅。
Okay, Gabe, I think it's time for you to take that headset off. It looks really funny.
Well, hold on a second. I have this headset because it helps to block you from controlling me with your mind.
Now you're making it look like I'm the one who's the problem. Well, Gabe, let's make a deal. I promise you, I won't make you hit yourself if you just take that headset off.
Really?
Yes, I promise.
Okay, it's a deal.
It's a deal.
All right.
Now we can actually start our lesson.
Okay, well, let's get started with this first sentence here. Where, 29, said it's possible to move a pair or other small virtual object if the player is calm. Of course, Where, that's the name of this guy, Lat Where, and he is the game developer. And we continue here, but not focused or vice versa.
Hold on for just a moment. Vice versa, I really like that phrase, so I think we should talk about it. Vice versa just means the other way around. So can you think of some other examples how we can use vice versa?
Well, there is one coffee and one tea. I can take the coffee and you can drink the tea, or vice versa. You could take the coffee and I'll have the tea.
I think I will definitely stick to the tea, Gabe. I prefer tea over coffee. Or you could also say, America is very popular in Australia, and vice versa.
Well, if you're going to take a trip to Europe, you could fly from Greece to Italy, or vice versa, you could fly from Italy to Greece.
So there are many different ways to use the phrase vice versa. Well, right now, we need to go visit the guys in the InfoCloud. They have something special that they would like to share with us from this sentence.
Let's introduce today's topic with a riddle. I am the center of gravity. I am invisible, but can be clearly seen in the middle of a river. I have long been in heaven, but am also in the grave. What am I?
You are the letter V. Now, this letter is thousands of years old, but it wasn't until the 18th century that V became official with its very own sound.
The V sound doesn't exist in most Asian languages. Because of this, English language students in Asia tend to mispronounce it as a P, B, F, or W sound.
But V is fairly straightforward. Remember, just put your upper teeth on your lower lip and vibrate your vocal cords.
Very good. Although the V sound doesn't exist in Chinese, the letter V is used by Chinese people to input a sound that doesn't exist in English. The U sound, found in Chinese words like 鱼, 绿茶, and 旅游.
So if you're struggling to properly pronounce the V sound, or any English sound for that matter, take comfort in knowing there are plenty of people studying Chinese who are struggling to properly pronounce the U sound, like me.
V 这个字母的音对亚洲人来讲并不是很好读，因为中文里头并没有 V 的音。有许多人会把 V 的音读成别的音，像 very 就有可能读成 berry。其实 V 的音并不难，我们只要用上面的牙齿轻轻地咬住我们的下嘴唇，然后发音 V 就可以发出正确 V 的音。同样的，我们中文里头有一个音是英文没有的，那就是 U 的音。很多的老外学中文的时候就无法正确的发出 U 的音。不信的话，你可以去问学中文的外国人 Green Tea 的中文怎么讲，他很可能会说绿茶而不是绿茶。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. So we're continuing here with Ware's observations, Lat Where. He said both mental states are essential to flatten a foe. Both mental states, that's talking about the focused mental state and the calm mental state.
So flatten, let's talk about this word flatten. If you flatten something, that means that you just make it flat. Isn't that right?
That's right. Now to flatten a foe, that means to flatten an enemy, and actually it does mean to make something flat. You can flatten the road. If you have a steamroller, you need to flatten the road if it's really bumpy. However, the word flatten can also mean to destroy in some way. So, of course, during war, the bomb might flatten a city.
Fortunately, only part of the city was flattened when that bomb exploded.
Yes, that's a good thing. Well, it says here, flatten a foe with a hurled monster truck. And I think we have a screenshot of this game, Throw Trucks with Your Mind.
Yes. Look at that.
Yeah, someone is throwing this monster truck into the distance. And you can do this with your mind playing this game.
And of course, it takes considerable concentration, which is a lot of concentration, according to our lesson. Well, let's continue on with the next sentence. Although only a few Nero games have been introduced so far, and their action tends to be fairly limited, the games are expected to become far more challenging and multi-purpose. Multi-purpose, we want to pause here and talk about this word, multi-purpose. If something is multi-purpose, that means that it's used for many different purposes.
That's right. There are multiple purposes. For instance, many buildings are multi-purpose. This building is used for the theater, for dramas, as well as for concerts and for get-togethers and other things. So it is a multi-purpose building.
You could have multi-purpose furniture, you could have multi-purpose paper,
yeah.
Or even multi-purpose cleaners.
That's right. And speaking of multi-purpose furniture, so maybe you have a couch, right? But someone also sleeps on it, and so it becomes a bed. That's kind of an example of multi-purpose furniture.
Exactly. So do you have any multi-purpose furniture? Or do you have any multi-purpose paper? I like to use paper for writing in my notebook as well as writing letters to my friends.
That's right. Well, these neuro games are becoming more and more multi-purpose as the related technology improves. We have a lot more to learn right after this.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're continuing a lesson on Nero gaming today. So far, we've learned that you may be able to move objects in certain games with your mind if you're calm or focused or both. And as technology improves, we can expect Nero gaming to be more challenging and multi-purpose. But how? Let's learn about that now.
Game makers eager to pick your brain with neurogaming. One concept being explored is to develop games that adjust their action according to the player's changing emotions. These are measured by such factors as their facial expressions, eye movement, and skin conductance levels. Another approach is to make games that influence how the player thinks and feels. Consider Los Angeles-based Melon, which, like Throw Trucks with Your Mind, was recently launched via the online fundraising site Kickstarter. Melon officials say their first game, which challenges players to fold origami with their mind, using NeuroSky's EEG headset, helps people learn how to focus, relax, and meditate better.
All right, 其实我们看的是 facial expression 这个名词。Facial 是指脸部的 ,expression 是指表情。所以 facial expression 就是指脸部的表情。例如 ,you can tell her resentment towards her parents from her facial expression. 你可以从她的表情看得出来她很厌恶她的父母。或者是 the actor's facial expression can change in seconds. 这位演员的脸部表情可以瞬间改变。所以我们看的是 meditate 这个动词 meditate 是指沉思深思或者是冥想如果要说明在想什么事是用 on 这个介系词例如 Jasmine has meditated on the meaning of life since she was a little girl Jasmine 还是个小女孩的时候就会开始思想人生的意义它的名词是 meditation M-E-D-I-T-A-T-I-O-N 例如 the article is a meditation on the fall of western civilization这篇文章是对西方文化的陨落的省思。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, well, we read here, one concept being explored is to develop games that adjust their action according to the player's changing emotions. And that's a good phrase to know, to adjust something according to something else. Mm-hmm. So the second thing will influence how you do the first thing. For example, maybe you're a band and you want to play your music. Well, your volume, you need to adjust your volume according to how many people are in the room. Okay, so the number of people will influence how loud you play.
That is a great example. Now, I see the phrase or the words changing emotions, mm-hmm. and I think we have a picture that is illustrating this.
Well, yes, these people are playing this game, Throw Trucks with Your Mind, and as mm-hmm. you can see, I think she's enjoying it. So your mood might affect the actions in this game and what you can do on the screen.
That's actually a very interesting thing to think about. Well, anyway, we need to continue on with our lesson. A couple of lines down, we see another approach is to make games that influence how the player thinks and feels. And we want to talk about this word approach. Now, approach is just the way of doing something. For example, you could say, I just read a very interesting book about Shakespeare, and the author took a little bit of a different approach than other authors that I have read.
Oh, interesting. Or maybe that book, that literature book, has a different approach than even your teacher would approach Shakespeare.
Exactly. Or you could also say, Kathy is always very careful in her approach to handling sensitive situations.
Okay, so what is your approach to handling a sensitive situation? Of course, everyone has a different approach to learning, right? You're learning English. What is your approach? If it's not very helpful, maybe you need to find a more effective approach to learning. Or you could say, we need to try a new approach. Whatever we're doing is not working.
So maybe you should take a few moments and create some of your own sentences using the word approach. Well, right now, it's time to take a closer look at a sentence that we saw earlier in our lesson with Liz.
How are you doing today, friends? My name is Liz. Please join me as we take a closer look at this sentence. Although only a few neural games have been introduced so far, and their action tends to be fairly limited, the games are expected to become far more challenging. What the writer is saying is so far we only have a few neural games, and the action is fairly limited, but we can expect the games to become far more challenging. Now, please notice the pattern used in today's sentence. Although subject, so far and, tends to be something is expected to be. This is a good pattern to use when you want to talk about how something is the way it is right now, but we can expect things to be in a different way later. For example, although the children haven't had much practice so far and their moves tend to be awkward, their performance is expected to be entertaining. Or, although we've had several orders so far and the calls tend to be from around the neighborhood, our business is expected to be better by next year. And that's all the time we have for today. This is Liz. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. While we read on here, consider Los Angeles-based Melon, which, like Throw Trucks with Your Mind, was recently launched via the online fundraising site Kickstarter. That's kind of a special word, isn't it,
it's
Rebecca?
It's a very special word, and it just means by way of or the means of. For example, I sent my sister a letter via airmail. Or what about I sent my sister a note via email?
Well, you can send letters in many different ways. You could also say, I came into the building via the back door. That means I came in through the back door, not the front door. Or we went to Yilan, and we went via Shishan Suidao. So we went through that tunnel to get to Yilan.
Exactly. So there are many different ways you can use this special word. Well, our lesson says, Melon officials say their first game, which challenges players to fold origami with their mind. And we want to pause and talk about this word, challenge. What does it mean to challenge someone to do something?
Well, that means you're giving them a challenge. You want them to do something that might be a little bit more difficult than they are used to. So, for example, I often hear this phrase used when someone wants to challenge someone else to a game. Mm-hmm. If you want to play a game with somebody else, it's just you two, I might say, Rebecca, I challenge you to a game of chess.
Well, I accept that challenge, Gabe,
Excellent.
Because I know that I will win.
Right. Well, of course, you can use this phrase in many different ways. What kinds of challenges would you like to give people, Rebecca?
Well, I know for myself, I love hanging out with Melody because she always challenges me to speak more positive because she's a very positive person. And I want to be just like that.
And speaking of speaking, we want to challenge you to practice speaking English every day and practice your reading and writing as well. And speaking of challenges, it's time for an SC challenge. And what is your name?
My name is Ariel.
Well, Ariel, I think meditate is a very interesting word. Could you use this word in a sentence?
Of course. Jedi in Star Wars franchise, they meditate before they take actions.
You're right about that. The Jedis always meditate before they take action. Are you up for the SC challenge?
The developer of the game Where says it's possible to move small virtual objects if a player is calm but not focused, or focused but not calm. But if a player wants to flatten his foe with his mind, he needs to be both calm and focused, and he really needs to concentrate. The games are actually pretty simple right now, but they are expected to become more challenging as technology gets better. Games that adjust their action according to the player's changing emotions are being explored as I speak. The emotions are measured by things like facial expressions and eye movement. And along with that, it seems that games that actually influence how a player thinks and feels are being looked into. The online fundraiser Kickstarter recently launched a game that challenges players to fold origami with their minds using these headsets. These developers say it helps people learn to focus, relax, and meditate.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, I have my headset on. I'm going to control Rebecca's hand with my mind. And here I go. And she's moving it.
Gabe, what were you trying to do? Were you trying to get me to hit myself?
It doesn't work. We'll see you next time for more about neurogaming right here at Studio Classroom.